Biscuits and gravy.
Hello, boys.
Can I start a joint in here?
LP stand for?
Lizard people. Nazi
ask Tony.
Tony, can I start a joint in here?
I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pole pot pie.
He might come on in. Join me.
Prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we do a slaughter? Tony, can we smoke weed in here?
No.
Oh.
How about vape?
Yeah, can we vape? Can we do lines of THC? Good morning and aloha, biscuiteers. Got to dial on into the Truth Network. That's right. This is not national pretentious radio.
Nuh-uh.
This is Biscuits and Gravy Radio. In fact, this is the Biscuits and Gravy Show on KKU 88.5, the voice of gravy.
And you guys are riding the gravy train.
That's a good clip. Riding the gravy train, all aboard the gravy train. Thank you so much for listening to us today. I'm Chuck Sauce. He's Vince Foti.
That's right.
And for those of you that were listening onto the radio after the David Wackman show, they had a PSA about supporting foster kids, and then it was cut off for our show. They were like, let's not leave them stray, and then they cut into the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Yeah, we don't need to finish that thought. As long as you get your check, that sweet, sweet government check for your foster kids, then that's all you need to know.
Did you see the Atlanta episode where the lesbians are running like a puppy mill for foster kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's taking in a bunch of black kids.
Yeah. Like, where's my hand towel? What?
I'm sure that's going to be fine.
Man, Atlanta's great. It's a really great show. Some of the episodes are so dark, and I love that.
It fell off towards the end.
They don't, like, take place in the same time. Like, they talk about events throughout of it, but they're not sequential, necessarily.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It got too preachy towards the end.
Oh, yeah? I haven't finished season 3. There's 4 seasons?
I think so. Something like that. So
you'll but finish it, something even if you don't like it?
There's a really... No, actually, I never finished Atlanta. There's, like, a really steep drop-off towards the end in, like, the last couple seasons. But that first season is so good. Atlanta was, like, a great surrealist show.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by surrealist show, Vincent Foti?
Do you need me to explain surrealism to you as an art form?
For the audience members.
But my favorite surrealist show of all time, it's a shame that it had to end. Louis. Yeah.
He's coming to the Blaisdell April 9th.
Yeah, I mean, like, Louis C.K.'s best stand-up material is behind him now. Mm. He's still active. He's still, I mean, even after he got canceled, he went on to, like, win a Grammy. But I think the show Louis is one of the best, like, shows of all time. And it's definitely the greatest thing that he'll ever end up creating.
I love the way they portray relationships in that show. And I liked when they did the show within the show when he started being a part of a sitcom. And he's like, this would be insane if I said this to my wife. This is not funny.
Yeah.
I just opened up a beer on a table. I can't say something sarcastic
or
after that.
When he's trying to get the late night position.
And he spends a whole minute doing bits and the guy's not laughing at him.
Yeah. And that was David Lynch, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who was training
him
to be
David Lynch. Hey,
friend of the show, David Lynch. Well, anyway, Chuck, we can't just talk about surrealist TV all day because we've got a lot of other TV and movies to talk about.
Yeah, and it's my favorite time of the year, Vincent Foti.
And pornographic material and all kinds of stuff.
I hope you put 2 thumb drives underneath your pillowcase because it's time for the AVN Awards.
I think I'm gonna put some TV shows on a thumb drive and take it to Philadelphia with me because.
Nice.
There's some stuff that I want my mom to watch, and she doesn't have an HBO subscription, so I'm like, you need to watch this, this, and that.
Mm.
So,
you got to share The Diplomat?
Ooh, The Diplomat? I don't know. They might have a Netflix account, actually.
Oh, people love The Diplomat.
The Diplomat is a great show.
It's so good.
And now that I'm old, I also enjoy The Diplomat as well.
It happens, man. It happens.
I can't believe Michelle Rodriguez is 47 years old.
And she's still hot.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with The Diplomat. I was just looking up pictures of Michelle Rodriguez earlier before the show, and she looks great. And you mentioned that we're basically 47, and the answer is no. There's a big difference between 39 and 47 because...
I'm not even 39. I guess they say you're 39 the whole year, you're 38.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 38.
You're 38? Yeah, because once you hit a certain age, your body starts falling apart exponentially. So
that's what's falling off me, exponents.
Yeah, you got exponents falling
got
right
exponents
off.
Exponents falling off me.
So I'm only 2 years older than you, but my body is like 8 years older than yours. And Michelle Rodriguez is like 20 years older than me.
She's so hot.
Yeah, 47 for
also,
a woman
speaking
is.
Speaking of old people, they're doing another Jackass.
They are doing another Jackass.
And it's not all archival footage.
I don't know if I want to watch new people doing Jackass stuff. You know, part of the appeal was like, I like Johnny Knoxville, you know, I like Steve-O.
Steve-O, man.
And without the original cast, it's just not as fun anymore.
Steve-O used to tour to the island. Shaggy, Sonny, and Chino all opened up for him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Steve-O, he went on like a...
Friend of power-up comedy.
Let's do a little housekeeping since we're still at the top of the show. We got so much to talk about today, Chuck. I can't wait to get into it. Right now, if you are listening to us on the radio, you're probably listening to us on 88.5 KAKU, the voice of gravy. But don't forget that you can also watch us on Channel 55. We're live on TV right now on Channel 55. Can you believe it?
Oh, man, I'm a shooting star.
Maybe even Channel 54. I don't know. I think we're on a couple different channels.
Where is Channel 54? Channel 54, where are you?
And... you can also catch all of our past episodes anytime, 24 hours a day, if you just go to BiscuitWars.com.
BiscuitWars.com.
Or just go on to wherever you get your podcasts, like Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever, and just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808, and then you can listen to all of our past episodes. Isn't that fun?
It's so much fun.
And it's commercial free.
Mm-hmm.
Are you preening yourself? Do you have a beard comb?
Yeah, I found so much stuff in that bag that I should be using all the time.
What? That comb looks kind of gross.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be putting that through your hair.
I'm hoping that it's not long enough. The gross part's like 2 inches in. And so I'm just hoping it's like
only half of the comb is gross.
It's like if your fork falls on the ground, it's curved. So you just don't have to put the whole fork in your mouth.
Yeah, just the tip of the tine is still good to go.
Yes, everyone knows that. The tip of the tine to ya.
The tip of the tine to ya.
We got a new segment for us called Tip of the Tine.
Tip of the Tine. And also, you found that in your bag of tricks over there.
Yeah, I got
before the show started, you asked me if I had a lighter because you didn't have a lighter, and then you looked in your bag and there was multiple lighters in your bag.
I had plural lighters.
Yeah. What's your favorite lighter?
Clipper. But I had three. I'm down to two.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure it's somewhere floating around.
I've got a can of fluid to refill, like a can of gas to refill my
it's
clipper
so
lighters.
So rewarding, guys! If
I've also
never
got
refilled the lighter. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's really
like,
fun to refill
your hand
a lighter.
Over.
And then also I have clipper spare parts, like you know the part that you pull out that has a little flint wheel on it. I actually have like replacement clipper parts.
You got a little extra Flint Michigans
Floating
around?
I've got extra Flints for my Zippo lighter as well.
If you guys need
your lighter repaired, just bring it over. I'll fix your lighter for you. We'll get it all tip top shape. Just give us a call 808-873-3435. We'll set up an appointment and you can come over and get your lighter refurbished.
You can also unlock locks, you can fix clocks.
I can do it all.
Yeah.
No, can you not fix clocks?
I mean,
do you not know how to set a clock?
Who knows in this day and age?
But yeah, if you guys get locked out of your house, I'll come over and pick your door lock for you. Or if you get locked out of your car, I can come break into your car for you. I got all the tricks.
You know, they just sell them too. It's like a wedge and a pump, and you just shove it in like a door stopper.
Yeah,
and pump it up.
Yeah, it looks like a sphygmomanometer. The thing that they use to take your blood pressure.
Clearly, yes.
Yeah, sphygmomanometer, I think is what that thing's called.
A sphygmometer?
That's gross.
Okay. Oh, man, I was in Walmart and the sphygmometer was down.
But, the stuff that they use, like if you call a tow truck to come break into your car, you can just buy those.
Yeah, you don't need to be like a special person. A tow truck driver.
Yeah. And so I have one of those in my car and people.
You don't want it in your car. I guess maybe you want it out of your car.
Well, I can't get locked out of my car because I have a proximity key.
Oh yeah, I love the key fob.
It won't lock with the keys in the car. But many times have called me up and been like, "Hey, I locked my keys out of my car. Can you come help me out?" Also, in like when I get done work, that happens a lot. Where I'll be getting done work, and then like a fellow employee will be like, "Hey, I gotta wait here because I locked my keys in my car." I'll be like, "Oh, I'll pop it open for you." People love that.
What are people doing locking their keys in their car?
I opened up somebody's car for them one time, and then they gave me a bottle of Jameson as a thank you present. I was like,
also, did they
you know the key to my heart?
The bottle of Jameson, like, ready to go in their car?
It would be cool if they just had a bottle of Jameson in their car.
You're unlocking it, and you're like, how did you know I was locked out? And you're like,
We also should talk about, if you are a fan of comedy, every Monday, there's an open mic run by friend of the show, Chino LaForge, and that's over in Paia at Paia Bay Coffee, which is such a great venue. I love doing comedy over there. And then there's another one. There's the evil twin.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, when there's twins, there's always a good one and a bad one, right? So the good twin is the Paia Bay Coffee open mic. And then there's the bad one, which is the vibe, where kind of anything goes.
Jeez Louise, man.
It's did you go last night?
I did.
How was it?
It was something.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was.
All right, cool. And I've got another fun thing to talk about. Pizza Madness is doing trivia.
Pizza Madness is doing a trivia Saturday.
Stop the presses, Johan. Yeah, so you and I, whenever, like, you, me, Christy, and Chris fight,
yeah,
and Jackie are on, like, a team together.
Dream team.
We are the trivia dream team. I think we have maybe two or three first place wins and a second place win as well under our belts. I don't think I've ever not placed at one of the Pizza Madness trivias.
I can't wait. I haven't gone in so long.
Yeah, it's been a while. And I've also been on keto all month. And so since that's the last day of the month, I'm going to break my keto and eat a bunch of pizza at Pizza Madness on the 31st. That's Saturday the 31st. So be there or be square pizza.
And then we're not going to be here next week because we're taking a biscuits and gravy expedition to Tokyo.
Yes, we're doing an Ono Eats trip. So we're going to, you, me, and friend of the show, Shahane Nelson, we are all going to Tokyo together. We're going to do some Ono Eats stuff in Tokyo. Woo-woo. Basically, we're just going to do a 7-Eleven crawl.
Oh, my God. We'll be crawling by the end of it.
Is basically what we're going to be doing. I'm very much looking forward to that. Do you think that they have all-you-can-eat sushi in Japan?
You know what's weird is that a lot of the places are conveyor belt sushi where you just pay by it.
I mean, technically, by going by those rules, all restaurants are all you can eat because if you're just going to keep paying for the food, then yeah, they're going to let you order as much food as you want. I'm talking about you pay one price and then you just eat like a garbage bag full of sushi.
Yeah, which is all I want. I'm just garbage bag full of anything. Except maybe garbage.
Back in the day when you worked at Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf,
yeah,
you used to bring home garbage bags full of like Danishes and stuff.
Yeah.
And you would just come by my house.
Blueberry scones?
You were like the Santa Claus of carbs. You would just come to my house with a literal garbage bag filled with like scones and stuff.
Well, I was supposed to throw them out.
And then you would just come over to my house and we would like get drunk and eat scones and everything.
Oh my God, dude.
And Danishes. And
sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every once in a while, you had some pretty good sandwiches left over.
Breakfast burritos.
Those were good old times. But yeah, look.
Whoever did the purchasing for them was doing, like, the worst job. Because we would throw out, like, a metric ton every day.
And what was it? Wasn't it being made by, like, a hotel
it's
kitchen?
It's made by the Fairmont.
Like, a Fairmont kitchen. So it's, yeah, like, legit food being thrown out every day.
The chocolate chip cookies from the Fairmont.
Man. I love their white chocolate Lilikoi cookies. Are one of my favorite cookies of all time.
Oh, we're going to do a gluttony club later. I ate at the Fairmont this week, and I had corn ice cream, and I forgot how good it is.
Corn. I love corn ice cream.
Corn ice cream is so good.
They have
it. Weird. It's better than corn pops. Corn pops are so good.
They have it over at Seafood City.
Ooh.
Right here in town next to the Jollibee.
Corn.
So if you guys are over there are fans of corn ice cream, you can pick it up over by Jollibee at Seafood City. They also have corn and cheese ice cream, which famously you did not enjoy it at my house.
No, not a fan.
What do you think about just cheese ice cream? Do you think you would enjoy just cheese?
I don't think I do, which is weird. I like cheese. I like ice cream.
I like cheese. I like ice cream. The cheese ice cream was a little bit weird. You know what I would like to try? They have the mac and cheese ice cream. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I don't.
I would be interested in trying it because, like, I'm not turned off by the cheese ice cream, and I feel like the mac and cheese ice cream would have an interesting texture. Hmm. So there are places out there that do mac and cheese ice cream. So maybe if we see it in Japan or something, we'll give it a try.
Chopped last night, they made like a haggis ice cream sandwich. and it did not look good.
You mean haggis?
Yeah.
Now, how much sushi do you think you could eat?
I don't know. Maybe like 2 square feet.
What is that in meters?
That's a half a square meter.
What about how about cubic feet?
That's two square feet.
Square feet is just area.
Oh,
so you're not eating two dimensional food. You're eating three dimensional food. So you would have to measure it in cubic feet.
I guess 1 square foot. Then,
unless you just take all the sushi and like with like a rolling pin and smash it into a line,
the way sushi should be made.
I don't know. Like I've never left a sushi restaurant full.
Oh no! I'm
thinking to myself
opposite.
Like, oh, I can't. Anytime I'm going to take Diana to like,
I'm like a
sushi
pigeon.
Restaurant.
I have so much liquid in my stomach when I have the rice. I start to get all puffy and I explode.
Yeah, whatever.
You ever not chew the sushi and you burp later and like a sushi pops out,
like a piece of tuna.
Not a piece, but
just like a whole hand roll. Are you just swallowing them? Like you're just swallowing the entire sushi
not
piece.
Not a hand roll, but like you know a. A modest chunk.
No, that's never happened to me.
Where it's like the avocado and the tuna is still there.
I was really embarrassed at my Christmas party last year because I was every January.
You were so keto.
Every January I do keto, right? And so we had our Christmas party at the end of January. It was at Black Rock Pizza.
And then we went to Pizza Madness afterwards.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to eat so much pizza. I haven't eaten any carbs like all month. I've been looking forward to eating this pizza all month. I can't wait, right? I was like so stoked. I was like boasting about how much pizza I was going to eat. And then I got there and I started eating the pizza. I had like 2 slices and I was already full. I was like, oh, man.
Which is like, just when... Like females would eat usually. They eat 2 slices.
Yeah.
Like, that was great.
I was like, I can't believe I only ate 2 slices. I was like, I've become everything I hate. Which is why I've got
to. Like 25 chicken wings.
Since I'm on keto now, I got to like wean myself back in and get my stomach larger for our Japan trip because I'm going to eat so much when we get there.
My savior is that I've been sticking really good to my New Year's resolution. Which is drinking less water.
Yes.
And
good for you, man.
There better not be
water in that cup.
No, it's coffee.
Is that just coffee? I got coffee in my mug.
And I've been waiting to drink coffee, too. I don't have coffee the first, like, hour or two of the day.
But, like, every time I take Diana out for dinner, if we're going to a sushi place, I have to, like, go eat a couple cheeseburgers or something before we go. Because it's, like, I'll go out to, especially if you go to a fancy sushi restaurant, like, it's easy to go drop, like, $100 a person.
Yeah.
Before tip
or
on
pick
sushi.
Up a Jack in the Box before you go. Even
I'll drink up.
Musubi, dude.
I'll drink. You know, I'll eat like some kampachi, carpaccio, or something like that. Or you know, eat some good sashimi. Diana and I will split a couple hand rolls. You know, get like a nice dragon roll or something like that.
You know what though? I like a dragon roll, but it's like $26, and I'm like, I can get 3 Jersey Mike's sandwiches for this.
I could get 3 California rolls for the same price that you're charging me for the dragon roll.
Yeah.
But then it's like, yeah, you're spending like $30 on a roll, and then when you get done eating it, you're like, dude, that didn't even make a dent. That's why I want to see if there's like a sushi conveyor belt that just comes, it's just coming out from the back and going directly into my mouth.
I'll just
like,
hold,
give me all
I'll
the
hold
sushi.
Your legs?
I just want to put my head, lie my head down on the sushi conveyor belt and just let it go directly into my mouth.
You know what I've always wanted is like, you know, like they pipe like mashed potatoes or they pipe like sweet cream onto cakes and stuff.
Yeah.
I want like.
One of those for your butt?
No, for, well, ooh, hold on.
You want to boof some mashed potatoes?
Yo, not for nothing.
I would boof some mashed potatoes.
If it was like body temperature, it would feel so good.
Have you ever heard that there's like taste buds in our butt?
I feel like you're tricking me into something.
I can't confirm this 100%. We'll have to get back to this on Follow-Up Junction, but I have heard... That this is, there's a rumor that our butts do have a certain amount of taste buds, and that people have said that they can taste stuff that's on, that goes in their butt.
Huh.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's like a psychosomatic type of deal.
I don't believe that, because then wouldn't you be tasting your excrement all the time?
Well, maybe that's like the baseline. Maybe we've been tasting it our whole lives, so we don't notice.
I notice when my mouth tastes like crap, so I don't know about that.
Does your mouth taste like crap a lot?
You know, like the inside of sushi rolls, like center, like California rolls or the soft stuff or the spice, especially the spicy ahi is usually like really mashed up.
Yeah.
Why don't they just give like a tube of that to the table And like I would just put it on crackers or in my mouth directly, you know?
Okay, so you're like the spicy tuna that's sort of almost like a paste.
Yeah, give it to me in a give it to me in like a piping bag.
Or like a toothpaste tube. You just squeeze it onto your
like a piping bag.
Yeah. I would
give me a quart Ziploc with the end cut off.
Yeah, like an ahi pate.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should give you just a whole bowl of it, and then you can sort of do like if they had like sushi tapas.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just gave you the ingredients like rice and some nori, and you can make like or like you know when you order tacos at a restaurant and they bring you out like the tacos.
So Christy and I do this at home. We do.
They bring you out the tortillas,
Korean nori strips.
Yeah, they give you the tortillas, they give you the meat, they give you the salsa and stuff like that. It's kind of all like broken down.
Oh, man, you want to go again after this?
Yeah. And so what if they did that with sushi, where it was
that's
all
what I want.
Like it was deconstructed, where they just give you the fish, they give you the rice, they give you the nori paper.
Because that's
and
what you're paying
make
for
your own
it
stuff.
To
yeah.
make it look pretty. And guess what's not pretty? Me eating sushi.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you're pretty when you eat sushi, Jack.
It's going to be so great.
But, all right, I'm just going to have to Google all-you-can-eat sushi.
Or did you want to do the opposite and do like an omakase experience where it's like highbrow hoity-toity?
No.
No.
I don't.
I want to go to Japan for all the cheap stuff.
I'm complaining about spending $200 for a meal that's not going to fill me up. I don't want to spend $1,000 for a meal that's not going to fill me up.
Ugh. Also, guess what? 7-Eleven fried chicken, so good. 7-Eleven, not all of them, but most of the 7-Elevens in Japan have the fried mac and cheese balls, and they're so good.
And they also have those at Black Rock.
Oh, no way!
So we were having a conversation the other week about...
This is the conversation with Vince Foti, KAKU 88.5, the voice of Maui.
Speaking of the conversation, I watched the movie The Conversation.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah,
like
with Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He's pretty good in the movie, yeah. I guess. I've been on a Francis Ford Coppola kick after I watched Dracula.
Now, do you drink any Francis Ford Coppola while you watch the movies?
He does. The man does make a pretty decent wine.
I gotta say,
he's got an okay Chianti
for that like $25 price point.
Yeah,
they're pretty jammy.
Sofia Coppola also has a rosé called Sofia, and that is pretty good as well.
Mm.
If you guys haven't had Sofia Coppola's rosé wine, not bad. It comes in a, like a girly, fancy looking bottle.
I like rosés. I don't know why they like. It went towards the women folk.
Yeah, we need to take it back for guys. Brosé.
Brosé. Brosé, baby.
Where's the brosé, dude? We need to take it back.
Brosé. Toki brosé trip.
What I was going to say was we were having a conversation the other week about how you can't find the mac and cheese, the fried mac and cheese balls anywhere on island. Dude. Black Rock Pizza has they have three different ones too. They have like a mac and cheese ball. They've got like a fried something else ball. There's something else inside of it. There's like three different versions of it. So if you guys are fans of fried mac and cheese, Black Rock's the place to go.
Yum town.
And Black Rock also has my favorite barbecue chicken pizza on the entire island as well.
Ooh.
So Black Rock Pizza, you're doing it right.
Now they're supposed to be pretty good pizza in Tokyo because Japanese are perfectionists. They don't say they're originally the best at stuff.
I think all the food is better in Tokyo just because it's a higher quality ingredients. They hold themselves to a higher standard in Japan. So almost everything, be it from eggs to pizza.
Oh my God, the eggs are so good.
Yeah, it's all.
Makes you wonder why our eggs are so bad.
It's all good.
It's all good, baby. So we are the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Yeah.
How do people email us?
Well, if you want to email us questions for Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo, email them to biscuitsandgravy808@gmail.com. And those emails go directly to me, and I will take your questions and read them on the air. So don't forget to send in your questions. And also, please tell us where you're from as well, because a lot of people send us questions and they don't say where they're from.
Yeah, it's fun to know where you're from.
And so, yeah, we like hearing from you, hearing from where you're from. Chuck, we've got so much to talk about today.
Well, then let's give them something to talk about.
And let's do some celebrity sponsors first. Today's show is brought to us by Mozart's Moats. Need to defend your castle from a wolf gang? Do you need to keep your magic flute safe? Do you need to keep unwanted guests from crashing the marriage of Figaro? Well, then you need Mozart's Moats.
Today's show is underwritten in part by lovely, community-minded celebrity sponsors who love the Biscuits and Gravy Show, who reside right here on island, who could not support us even more. And I really want to give a shout-out today because today's episode is underwritten in part by Bill Skarsgård's Cigar Cases. Looking for the best way to guard your cigars? This is it! Don't treat your cigars like a barbarian. Bill Skarsgård's Cigar Cases.
And, of course, today's show wouldn't be possible without the support of Christopher Walken's Running Shoes. If you're going to run, start with Walken. Now, did you hear what happened at Panda Express over here in town?
Yeah. Funny enough is that's the only Panda Express on island that has a drive-through.
Yeah, I don't think that the person knew what they meant by drive-through. You're not supposed to drive your car into the restaurant.
Yeah.
But, somebody crashed their car
Panda Express.
It doesn't even make sense. Like, have you seen the other side of that parking lot?
Yeah.
There's like two car lengths. I don't know how they got enough speed to drive through the... They must have like been trying to pull out.
Had enough speed.
I don't know. There's not that much room in that parking lot to like build up enough momentum to drive through the... I'm surprised. Mm. Unless it's just really like feeble. Like their walls,
bamboo.
Their walls are just made out of... No, actually, bamboo's really strong.
Oh yeah,
maybe they're made out of like fortune cookie.
Mm, yes.
So it rained and like the wall just fell apart as soon as the car touched it.
The car is actually trying to like hold it up.
But that's how good Panda Express is. The food is so authentic; it'll make you drive like a Chinese person.
My favorite place to eat Panda Express is in airports.
I love Panda Express.
Because they're always open early. Even though it's a lunch and dinner time food, they open up like early, being 9 o'clock in airports.
I could eat some Panda Express at 9 in the morning.
And it's so good. I mean, I want to start that. Cereal should be like dessert or like an afternoon snack. Why are we eating cereal in the morning?
Yeah, why eggs?
I don't want
that. Eggs for lunch.
Yeah. But Panda Express in the morning?
I would eat Panda Express in the morning.
Ramen in the morning? And then I found this outfit at Fody.
Oh, yeah. Ramen in the morning would be a great way to start your day.
Also,
get all
ramen
that protein.
In the morning sounds like a very shortly lived TV show.
It sounds like the Japanese version of the Biscuits and Gravy show.
Ramen in the morning. So I was taking upskirts today, and then I saw a sign saying no upskirts.
Oh. There's a picture.
That's an inside joke for anyone who's ever been upskirted. There's a lot of signs in Japan saying don't take upskirt photos.
Especially on escalators.
And then guess what? And I was there with you and you were taking upskirt pictures of me.
I did take an upskirt picture of you. And then there's a picture of me taking an upskirt picture of you.
Your phone doesn't taste good.
In front, there's a picture of me taking an upskirt picture of you in front of the sign that says no upskirt pictures.
Yeah, it's so meta.
That was a good day. You hear that sweet, sultry song, Chuck? That can only mean one thing.
Hold on.
It means that Nelson Rangel is back in town. And now it's time for a little bit of Morningwood. And Morningwood is brought to us by Katie Couric's Lady Couric's. Got a heavy flow? Put a Couric in it.
Morningwood is presented in part by Christopher... In part by Matt Damon's Exorcisms. Need to get out the demons. Get out the demons. And listeners like you.
And Steven Tyler's hand-carved arrows. We need a quality arrow. Trust in Arrowsmith.
I'm keeping this one.
Give me that card back.
All right.
All right. So
Morningwood.
For Morningwood, we got to do just a quick shout-out for the AVN Awards. The best boy-girl sex scene went to Chanel Cameron and Milan Ponjevic.
Oh, Milan.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
Old Milan Ponjevic. The best girl-girl sex scene went to Miss B Nasty and Kira Noir.
Kira Noir is pretty cool. Miss Nasty, not my cup of Earl Grey, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and then the best leading actress went to Ryan Reed in Deadly Vows.
Ooh.
And then the one that we've all been waiting to hear about, the female performer of the year, Jennifer White.
Jennifer White.
Yeah, Jennifer
wow.
White. Can't believe that. But she got Female Performer of the Year, and then Male Performer of the Year went to Vince Carter. Not the basketball player, but Vince Carter, Carter with a K, and he was the winner of Male Performer of the Year. So congratulations to all the AVN Award winners. And now it's time to get into something that we have been trying to talk about all month since the beginning of the year. So we've been trying to talk about it
sandwiches.
All year.
Sandwiches. We're going to do a 40-minute expose on sandwiches.
But we never really got a chance to talk about it. But we would be remiss if we didn't touch on the Pornhub year in review.
Now, what's your favorite length for porn when you watch it? Are you an over 15 minute? Are you a 12 to 15? Are you under 10?
What's my favorite length?
Yeah, like when you see a video, like what do you automatically go for?
I like seeing something that's like 15 minutes
yeah.
to a half hour. Because I'm not watching it that long, but I like knowing that there's going to be enough in there. There's probably going to be enough content contained within like 20 to 30 minutes where it's going to have everything I need.
I get disappointed sometimes where it starts right with it. There's no nothing. Or it's a 9-minute video and 8 minutes into it, you're still interviewing. What are you doing to me?
Yeah. So you're
from Florida.
Yeah, or also like, you know, you don't want to watch something that's just like 5 minutes or something like that, because then you're going to have to keep restarting it. But, you know, GIFs are always good too. Lindsay Ames has a joke about masturbating to GIFs if you have ADHD. But GIFs are always good.
Now, I'm getting so old that usually it's like the videos are long left to right, but now a lot of the videos are cell phone taken.
Yeah.
So they're like up and down.
Yeah, we talked about this, I believe it was last year, is that there's a trend that most people are watching vertical porn now, whereas vertical porn is overtaking
porn used to be on
horizontal
the horizon,
porn, yes.
But now it's vertical integration porn. Anyway.
Now it's here.
This is
all
the
right.
Biscuits and Gravy Show. We're talking about Pornhub. Now, this is not like your Spotify Wrapped, right?
This is not Spotify Rap. This is...
We're not going to have to hear you watching Riley Reid 1,500 times, right?
This is everybody's collective year in review for Pornhub. This is American statistics. They have the trends right now, the top trends. This year it was lesbian was the year's most viewed category. And then transgender.
There's a lot of it on. I can tell it's getting people's favorite. It's overcome, actually, stepsister. And stuck in the dryer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's transgender had a big year. I think it's because it's gaining popularity among the gay community, and the gay community is driving a lot of the traffic to Pornhub now, and so that's really changing the statistics.
What year was it? It was 2 years ago. Like hentai made it up to top 10.
Yeah. So hentai.
Thanks to us.
Hentai is still one of the top search terms, and a search term that made it to the top, that made it into the top 10 for the first time ever was femboy.
Wow.
I know, it's pretty crazy because I don't know if it's just because like femboy is like a meme right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are talking about femboys as a meme on the internet, so it might just be getting like a lot of like people might just be looking it up ironically, but yeah, this was the first time that we've ever seen femboy as a number one search term,
this up
a top 10 search term.
Ironically, I'm looking up femboy. So the year in review, these are trend shaping sexual culture. Do you want to do the states? The MIMAL states are really funny: Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri.
I saw that Iowa this year was hairy armpits.
Oh, for me, it's Amish. I love the interactive map they do for it. Have you seen this? Minnesota, number one search term, anal beads. Iowa, Amish. These are like, oh, Illinois was hairy armpits. You were close.
Oh, okay. Illinois, yeah.
Now, have you been in Wisconsin a lot lately? Because their number one new search this year was sloppy. And then Missouri, what is Missouri doing? They're searching just boner. Michigan, which is hysterical because Michigan's already a glove. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're pog. Ohio, I can't even say on the radio. Maine, granny. Connecticut, feet worship. Oh, my God. What are these people doing? Washington, pegging. Nevada, yeah. They just searched Las Vegas.
Also, did you see the rankings for the top porn star search for?
No, I didn't.
So this was the first year that we've seen a male porn star be the number one searched for search term on Pornhub.
Really?
Yeah, which was pretty crazy.
Huh.
A couple porn stars that were new to the list this year were Lily Phillips and Bonnie Blue.
Bonnie Blue.
So, like, you know how we've talked a lot about Lily Phillips and Bonnie Blue this year,
mm-hmm.
and apparently all of their sort of like attention grabbing schemes that they've had and all the PR that they've gotten has really helped them because they've bolstered themselves up into the top 10 search results. So they're really having a great year, I got to say.
Do you know what made number six for top search results? Safe for work porn.
Which is, I'm not sure why people are searching for safer work porn.
Which is just pretty much like watching physical therapy.
Yeah, so anyway, Alex Adams, male porn star Alex Adams, he was a number one search term. He moved up five spots in the ranking. Angela White moved down to number two. Bonnie Blue and Lily Phillips are both made the list for the first time. And there's also a couple people that moved up. Ray Lil Black. Do you know who Ray Lil Black is?
No.
She's like a Japanese. She's retired by now, so she's not even doing porn anymore. She's just an Instagram model, but she's like a Japanese porn star. And for some reason, a lot of her stuff is starting to gain traction. And Jessica Sodi, who is she's a Latina porn star. So she had quite the year as well. So it was, I gotta say, it's been a pretty crazy year. A lot of stuff that I wasn't expecting to see in the top 10 this year has really kind of shaken up
Latina
the rankings.
Latina rose quite a bit.
Yeah, Latina's up. Hentai is up there. Also, mature porn like MILF and GILF has...
Still going up. GILF is going up crazy.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's just because like people are getting older who are watching porn, and so now they're searching for more mature stuff.
Well, it's also
or maybe
mild.
People are just getting into... MILFs. Maybe MILFs are having a good year.
Mature porn was not people that were too much older than even MILF porn. Now when you click mature porn, it's GILFs.
Really? You think so?
Oh, I know. I know so.
Oh, I know so.
Your favorite kind of climbed up a lot. Real life role play.
That's my favorite.
Plumber was up 67% and chef was up 39%. And, of course, Professor was up 33. I'm glad Professor's going up.
Everyday life kind of role play. So it's like, you know, the old, like, plumber comes to the house or pizza guy delivery.
It's come back,
but
baby.
Now other people are getting in on the action. We got professors. You got chefs. It's nice to see that other occupations are finally
chef.
Working their way into porn.
I can't find the map. Yeah, all the pop-ups and it's gone.
I know. Like, I had all the lists and everything pulled up. For Pornhub, but like their site is down right now. So
probably because everybody's like,
everybody's trying to follow along with the Biscuits and Gravy show.
Of course. I asked Tony to do some research on the show, but Tony.
Tony, I think he's doing some research right now as we speak.
Oh my God, actually, look at the screen.
Love you, Tony.
Now, there's something else that we have to talk about. Another awards related show of things that you watch. The Oscar nominations came out. Did you see that?
Yeah. Also,
so let's do
there's
a little
so many
spoiler
movies
alert.
I need to watch that aren't even nominated on it. The Brendan Fraser friendship movie.
The Brendan Fraser friendship movie?
Where he's a paid actor who pretends to be people's friends.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even hear about that.
It's supposed to be like super good, but not nominated.
Really? Did it come out already?
Yeah.
Oh,
now, of
okay.
course, one battle after another is probably going to sweep the Oscars.
I don't know. I don't think so. So the main story, the biggest story, of course, is that Sinners gained the most Oscar nominations of all time. It was, 16 nominations?
16?
Yeah, and so
they got eight?
It got nominated for pretty much everything that you could get nominated for, including Best Picture. I have a feeling that it's going to get a couple Oscars. It's probably going to get Best Picture.
Really?
It's
great. I saw it with you.
Here's the Best Picture nominees. You got Begonia.
Okay, I guess I've seen that.
Which was fantastic.
Yeah.
We got F1, which was not. F1 kind of stunk.
Yeah.
Frankenstein, which was the Guillermo del Toro Frankenstein, which was pretty decent. You got Hamnet. You got Marty Supreme. Marty Supreme was awesome.
That's
Timothée Chalamet.
A24 film, right?
Yeah. It's okay. About this guy who's like a ping pong player / ping pong hustler. And it's absolutely fantastic movie. It's like a roller coaster ride because the movie revolves around him being like a professional ping pong player. But like the story goes all over the place and it's a wild ride of a movie. So
Frankenstein was that good that's gonna get nom?
Apparently. Huh. And Frankenstein was pretty decent. Actually, Frankenstein reminded me of Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Huh.
Because it was a very Baroque, very visually striking movie. Which was pretty
Which means expensive sets.
And it was pretty faithful to the original book as well. So a lot of people don't touch on, a lot of times when you see Frankenstein movies, they leave out the part where he like goes and lives with a family and learns how to talk and stuff like that. And all that is in the Frankenstein movie. The only thing I didn't like is that he's like, Frankenstein is like growling like a lion or something like that. And it's like, human bodies can't growl like tigers do.
Well, you don't know if he put a tiger in his throat.
I mean, so you think it was he built Frankenstein with completely human body parts, except when it came to like
the voice box.
The voice box, he put like a tiger box in there.
Clearly.
So go check out Marty Supreme. One Battle After Another, obviously, was great.
Pretty not tooting good.
Secret Agent, which is another movie produced by Neon Productions, which is getting a lot of buzz. Sentimental Value has friend of the show Stellan Skarsgård in it.
I haven't heard of half of these movies.
Sinners and Train Dreams. And Train Dreams was also fantastic.
What?
Train Dreams is about like this guy who he lives in like the late 1800s and he's like a lumberjack. And it's just his kind of life story. Great movie. I really enjoyed that. The guy who plays the main character is the guy who was Uncle Owen in the Star Wars movies. Yeah, if you haven't seen Train Dreams, I definitely recommend checking that out.
Oh, you know, Revenant is coming back to the theaters.
But I think if I have to put my money on something, I'm going to say that Sinners is going to take best movie, but I do think that Leonardo DiCaprio might get best actor.
Oh, man.
All right, so let's talk about best actor. So we got Timothy Chalamet from Marty Supreme. He was really good in that, too, I got to say. Leo for One Battle After Another. We got Ethan Hawke for Blue Moon. Michael B. Jordan for Sinners. And Wagner Mara for The Secret Agent.
I haven't heard half of these movies.
Performance by an actress in a leading role. We have Jessie Buckley from Hamnet. Rose Byrne from If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. Kate Hudson in Song Sung Blue. Renate Revensvi from Sentimental Value and Emma Stone for Begonia. My money's on Emma Stone. I love Emma Stone. She was great in Begonia. I love that movie so much. I really want that to win. And best animated films, we got Arco, Elio, which Elio...
I thought that was like...
A pizza?
2 years ago, yeah.
No, Elio was this year.
Pizza.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
K-pop Demon Hunters gonna win.
Little Amelia... Or Zootopia 2.
I can't believe Zootopia 2 got nominated for an Academy Award.
I find that hard to believe as well. So my picks are Leo, Sinners, and Emma Stone.
All right.
For the big three.
We'll have to follow up.
And I would like to see...
When are the Oscars?
Our Oscars are impending.
Oh.
They'll be out sometime. So once that happens, we will cover those. Also, shout out to TV. In general, TV just had its 100th birthday.
Whoa!
Yeah, so the...
Gam television.
The invention of the television, as of like 2 days ago, it just turned 100 years old.
Wow, and, television.
And thank God for television, because it's been such a major part of my life.
I made the mistake of watching this really sad story called The News.
Oh, yeah.
Have you? Yeah.
That's my favorite fictional TV show.
Oh, my goodness.
But also...
Chuck It List, ABC News is officially on my Chuck It List. I hate them.
Oh, yeah.
Scourge of the Earth.
Yeah, strange times that we're living in. But we can talk about some good movies that I watched. I told you I've been on a Francis Ford Coppola kick. So I watched The Conversation with Gene Hackman, and I also watched Apocalypse Now.
Now, which version of Apocalypse Now?
Well, I can't say I didn't have time, but I didn't have the patience to watch Redux, because I've seen Redux before.
Yeah.
It's basically the same movie, but it's got like an extra hour of footage in it.
And it's like the extra hour is them on the plantation in the middle, and it's kind of amped. I like the director's cut.
I like the theatrical cut.
Really?
Is good. But the director's cut's really good. There's like the final cut. There's like 4 or 5 different cuts of Apocalypse Now, and they're all pretty good.
I don't like the shortest, but I don't like the longest. I like the one right in the middle.
But
which is the director's cut.
Yeah, it's a great movie. If you haven't seen Apocalypse Now, it's about a guy in Vietnam, like our friend Shane right now.
Oh, yeah.
I asked him if he was going to go surf there. He's like, what? I was like, Charlie, don't surf. Francis Ford Coppola also directed the movie Jack, starring Robin Williams.
Wow.
How long has it been since you've seen Jack?
You know what? I remember watching that as a kid and thinking, this isn't good.
Did you see the movie The Rip on Netflix?
The Rip.
Yeah. It's the Ben Affleck, Matt Damon movie.
No.
No, you didn't see that?
No.
It was really good.
Friend of the show, Matt Damon?
It's about dirty cops.
Wow.
And they get a huge rip from this drug house. And then it's like, are they going to steal the money? Are they going to keep it? It's sort of like the whole movie's like the last half hour of Training Day.
Mm.
So if you're looking for a good movie and you're a fan of Ben Affleck or Matt Damon, I kind of like both, especially when they're together. Go check out The Rip on Netflix. That was really great. If you have Netflix, also watch Taipei 101 Skyscraper Live. Did you see that?
The guy climbed the skyscraper.
Yeah. Did you see it?
No.
So if you go on Netflix, the whole thing, it was shown live on Netflix. Alex Honnold, who's the guy from Free Solo. Remember Free Solo?
Of course.
He is the world's greatest free solo climber. He scaled Taipei 101, which is the 10th largest building in the world.
The world.
The world.
The world.
He scaled the entire building, made it to the top. Spoiler alert. But it's absolutely fantastic. He did it in an hour and a half.
I couldn't even climb the steps in 2.5 hours.
It's amazing to watch. So if you haven't seen that, definitely go check that out. Another.
Was he just like swimming with cups like up on the side of the building?
He's not using cups. Cups?
Yeah, like salamandering it up. How does he do it?
With his hands.
What?
Yeah. Watch it.
His hands?
His hands. Remember in Free Solo how he free soloed El Capitan?
Yeah.
With just his hands?
That's crazy.
He's doing the same thing, but the outside of the building. It's basically him just climbing up. He's got no ropes, nothing. He's just free solo in the building. He's got a pouch with chalk in it. That's it.
What's he playing pool?
He's chalking up his hands. You got to keep them dry.
Chalk it up.
If you have Hulu, watch Mr. In Between. It's one of my favorite shows that I've seen in a long time. Every episode goes down so smooth. You'll binge it in no time.
It's the Black Velvet of TV shows.
It's so great. Primal Season 3 is airing right now on HBO. The Pit Season 2, which might be the best show on TV right now, that's airing on HBO right now. And the Game of Thrones spinoff show, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, is also airing on HBO. And it's so good. The last episode was only a half hour. The first episode's only 45 minutes. It's lighthearted. It's not goofy, but it's got like a lighter tone than Game of Thrones.
So far, you don't know where it's going to go.
And like the episodes are under an hour. It's just an easy little bite-sized way to get back into the Game of Thrones universe. And I'm a big fan of both the episodes that have come out so far. So if you were hesitant about getting back into the Game of Thrones world, go check out Night of the Seven Kingdoms. You're going to love it.
All right. I'll stop pooing it and start watching it.
All right, and now it's time for my favorite part of the show.
Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo is when Chuck tries to prove that he's the smartest buffalo in the room.
You got to dial down into KAKU 88.5, the voice of gravy. And coming on after us, we have Democracy Now, which, good luck, not that the show's going to end, but Democracy's over. It should be called Democracy Then.
Oh,
and then you got the local show with friend of the show, DJ Tony Two Totes.
Yes.
DJ Tony Two Totes, you're amazing. We love you. You do everything. You keep this entire station together.
And of course, Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo wouldn't be possible without the help of Alex Skarsgård's anti-scar cream. Guard against scars with Skarsgård, Skarsgård.
Guard against scars with Skarsgård, Skarsgård. And of course, our dear friends down at Christopher Plummer's Plums, a subsidiary of Brad Pitt's Peaches.
And Jude Law's Colostomy Bags. The law
is on your side.
Is on your side. All right, Chuck, are you ready to get into it?
Let's get down to business.
All right.
I don't have time to around with this.
All right, so for Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo, our first question comes from Patrick in Boise, Idaho. Patrick sent this one in.
What a potatoes.
Yes, he wants to know, what U.S. space shuttle exploded in 1986?
Oh, my God. No, don't. That's the wrong button.
What was the name of the space shuttle that exploded in 1986?
Discovery?
No.
Don't laugh, Tony.
Don't laugh, Tony. It's not funny. Although your ignorance on the subject is pretty hilarious.
Yeah, crap. I'm a total brain fart.
That is the Challenger.
Oh.
The Challenger explosion. It happened January 28th, 1986. Today is the 40-year anniversary.
Oh, no.
Of that happening. Yeah, sad times.
So the AVN Awards were around before the Challenger?
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Rick in Tacoma, Washington, sent this one in. Who directed the 2007 documentary Sicko?
Francis Ford Coppola.
Who directed the 2007 documentary Sicko? You didn't see Sicko?
No.
Really?
No, I don't even know what it's about.
It's about the healthcare system in America.
Oh, gross. Let's see here. The guy that did Bowling for Columbine?
I'm going to need a name. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Michael Moore. All right, and the third question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles. So, are you going to be 0-3 this week?
I might be. Let's see.
Our third question comes from Samantha in Kihei. Samantha wants to know, what teams are going to the Super Bowl this year? This should be an easy one.
The Seahawks and the Patriots.
That is correct.
Wow.
Very good.
3-3 Oh, no.
And
Challenger.
You didn't get all three, but you did get, you got a sports question, so that's that's worth something.
It's like the opposite of what happened.
And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy. We're going to take next week off, but still listen to the show. Support your local dive bar. And for me to you, hello. Boop, 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 brains whale. But that don't show, man, that you're really my ha-hoo.